Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today in our prayer time, I wanted to just look at a couple of quick scriptures. And so let's just first go to Mark, and it's going to be chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 35. Let me also apologize. I got a cold, not a cold, but allergies, and I apologize for any sniffling. So verse 35 in Mark 1. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went out to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone's looking for you." And then Jesus just turns the topic somewhere else. I find it interesting that, two things. There's lots of scriptures here, and there's two in the summary written there. One is this one and one's another. And they basically just indicate and show how Jesus used to go and he'd just go and hang out with God in a quiet place, quiet time. He would find a place that's a little bit isolated. Maybe it's on the Mount of Olives. Maybe it's in some room. But wherever it was, he would take the time to spend with God. He would hang out just with God and nobody else. The disciples weren't there. No one else was. I mean, the one time that he did invite them or ask them to go with him, they fell asleep. So, quiet time with God, solitude with God, with the Holy Spirit, is very, very important. It revitalizes our souls, our spirits. So I just encourage you, as we're doing these prayers in this prayer time, do your time by yourself. Make sure you have your time that's quiet, where you're just talking to God. Nobody else is there. And with that, let's go to God in prayer. Father, I thank you. I come before you seeking you out, grateful that you're here beside me. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would pray through me, that there be nothing from me, all from you. You know my heart, you know my spirit, you know the perfect words to pray. I just submit to you and your will, and I'm grateful, Lord God, that the creator of all, that the builder of the world, that's all in it, the universes, the suns, everything, that you take the time for me. You hear me. Jesus says, as the widow who keeps going to the judge, and even though he may be a wicked judge, he eventually just hears her and makes a decision in her favor. If that wicked judge hears her, hears the widow and makes the judgment, all the more so you will hear us, those you love, and you who are righteous. So, Father, I'm so grateful and undeserving of it. But, Lord, I come before you, praising your name, and who you are. Thankful. And Lord, I lift up this day to you. I pray that I'd live a life that's worthy of you. I pray that we would walk in your ways, that we would stand by your message, that you, Holy Spirit, would speak to us and we would hear and we would act. Lord, may it be a day in which you would be happy to say, "I'm your child." That my actions would be based on the Spirit and not upon my flesh, that my heart and my mind would be based on you, Holy Spirit, not upon my flesh. So, Father, today I lift up this time. I lift up my family to you. All of our families, Lord, I lift them up to you. I lift up our children, our spouses, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our grandchildren. I just lift up all of our loved ones to you, Lord. And I just ask, Father, for your mercy and grace to be upon them. They all have needs. They all have hurts. And I ask, Lord, I pray for your mercy and your grace to be upon them, for your healing hand to touch them. May your Spirit go out to all of them. If it's finances, if it's illness in the body, illness in the mind, whatever there, if it's doubts, if it's anger, if it's whatever it might be, Lord, I just pray you would touch them, that you would walk with them, place your angels about them. I know my daughter, my youngest daughter's sick. I pray for your mercy upon her and your healing hand to touch her. Pray for your angels to be about all of our children, all of our loved ones. Keep them safe, I pray. And Lord, I lift up this nation to you. I ask, Lord, for your grace and your revival upon us. I pray and beg, Lord, for our nation to turn back to you. I pray we would get on our hands and knees, bow down to you, and return to the one who founded us, to the ideals that you gave us. May we walk back to you. May we run back to you, Lord. I just pray. Pray so much for our president, our future president, our leaders. Pray that you would touch all of them. May they know you. May they feel you. And make the right decisions. And Lord, I come before you in my life, our lives, our relationship with you, Father. May you be the one that we strive to emulate today. May we walk and live in the Spirit, because we are spiritual beings with an earthly body, not the other way around. We are spiritual beings. May we recognize that. May we walk in your Spirit. May we submit to you, Holy Spirit, today, and not live by flesh, but live by you. May we grow closer to you today, and may we love you with all of our being, all of our soul, all that we are. And may we love our neighbor as ourselves. I pray for this upcoming week, for our businesses, for our families, for all the things that we're going through. I just praise you, Lord, and I pray that you would be the one that we focus on. And I pray you'd bless our works, bless our families, and bless our day. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. I trust you'll have a good day.